And TC, who I guess is the subject of this segment, all you teased is
yes,
TC.
This is a segment about weird. TC, and it's a segment about TC that's been about, I don't know, 5 months in the making. I took a mental note about 5 months ago because I had the It's Just Banter boys over to my house to record an award-winning, highly listened to podcast that generally focused on Chip Kelly. And it's, I believe, the definitive view on Chip Kelly. If you ever want it fully defined, if you want to drive a spike through your head, that might be for you. The foreshadowing in that podcast is really incredible on my part. But I don't want to make this about me.
You're not comfortable being called a hero.
No, it's not my place. But let's talk about what else was in that podcast. There was a thing that I said, we got to talk about this on the show. Do you have any idea what that was, Chuck?
Yeah, I remember it.
So, we're all kind of trading stories. We're all sort of, you get in a room with a bunch of guys, and you're just in there, and you're all sharing life experiences, and you're all talking about how, yeah, man, in Little League, I was awful. And then the next guy's like, man, me too. I was awful too. And then the third guy's like, yeah, me too. I was awful too. So all three are like, man, I was so bad at Little League. Yeah, I was too. Me too. And then I think Jake said something.
Baseball.
And then TC, to steal a baseball term, knocked it out of the park. And, which is ironic about, given what we're about to play here. But here it is. A view from a podcast. Some 5 or 6 months ago. Do you have it?
Hold on.
Oh, Jake, I'm so sorry. I thought...
I cut it down for you, but I thought...
Oh, no. I beg your pardon.
It is super gribble.
But you're going to like this. This is going to be one of the greatest pieces.
Is it right there in the Dropbox? Do you want me to do it?
Just put it in there.
The last thing put in?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I have it.
Dan's
going
to play purple. Here we go.
No, keep... discussing it just for a second. I'm just getting to February. We're not
off to a good start for this trip.
And here we are. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play it.
I can tell you what mine is right now. It was zero.
Oh wow.
I played till I was 12, and I did not get a hit.
Never?
If I did, I don't remember it, and I was that was the one thing I was tracking pretty close.
2-3 years?
Huh? No, I was played from I was 6 till I was 12.
Like, there's... You did not go on a 6-year stretch without getting a base hit.
You can talk to Tom. He was my coach pretty much the entire
time. Why didn't
you quit? He would remember better than I would. I mean, eventually I did. I don't know. I was very, like, I wasn't really, the game didn't mean much. It was just somewhere I was standing for, you know, the
couple
hours a day.
Yeah, but what's the average number of at bats a year, you figure?
I have no idea.
30 or 40.
I mean,
there's no question I went through a summer with, like, 5 hits.
Yeah, no, I was down around.
I was horrible.
150 or 200.
I don't remember getting
not...
one. Also, I can say that with certainty. I don't remember getting one.
Wow, that's awesome.
So yeah, we're trading stories about. Like, I promise, I was always around 200. And I remember it felt like half the team was like 600 or 700 hitters. You know, like they were 3 for 4 every night. It felt like.
Did you count, like, if you got on by an error, you probably counted that as a hit?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I counted every fielder's choice. That went in my ledger, and I still was a 200 hitter.
Catcher drops the ball.
Drop third strike?
Yeah.
So when TC then totally stopped the conversation because he said not 1 year, but his entire 6-year career, he doesn't remember a hit.
Just the fact that you knew the batting averages of other players on the team indicates you had a very different experience than mine.
Yeah, I just couldn't help but notice every time they went up, the team was happy, and every time I went up, the team was not as happy. And that,
oh, I knew I
and
was
that
bad.
My spot in the batting lineup kept dropping as, like, right out of the gate, they'd say, oh, you're a big kid, let's put you a fifth or something like that, and then before long, you're 12th. You know, and they have that batting lineup where everyone hits, but you're like 14th.
I think I went a couple years like playing a defensive line position and never getting a tackle. But you would always, you could be a part of it.
Yeah,
they
you
ran
play,
your
yeah.
way, but I never actually
always
made the tackle.
Always jump on a pile out there, it's over.
Yeah, that's what's good about soccer or
yeah,
football.
You can
even
blend
really
in.
Basketball.
You can blend
yeah.
in. Even basketball, you might pass it
right.
around and you'll end up with an assist.
Stumble into a steal or something, but in baseball,
that's the great.
It
yeah,
is
the,
horrific, man.
Baseball is the, it but truly you got, puts you in a spotlight.
So,
and it's why you can truly judge players. It's hard to judge sometimes the other team sports, but you can judge. Baseball is an individual sport.
Baseball.
You know, where team comes into play a lot less, I guess.
So, TC, you feel like this is...
That's incredible, though, what TC said. So,
do you feel like that's pretty
true? So you played
true?
6 years.
You don't feel like this is Brian Williams or anything. You have no reason to alter things to your disadvantage. So
yeah.
That would make no sense.
We've seen him play, though.
Because so he didn't get the bat off his shoulder in the great game.
Yeah, but I
just feel like I can believe it.
I assumed he lost bat speed as he got older.
No, that was just, you know, I think that's
he was
one
22
of the
when he was in the great game, dude. He was at the prime of his athletic life, if there ever was one.
See, I thought he was going to say he played for like a season and a half and quit into the second one.
Got dejected.
Maybe two.
Hey, I never can get a hit, like,
not
ever.
A 5 or 6 year run of 20 games a year.
Are you
doing
saying
nothing? Just walking saying, back to the dugout every single time.
Like bat on ball, like you never got on via air?
I don't know. I certainly drew walks because, like in the great game, I kind of understood that this is a sport that uniquely allows you to succeed by the other person failing. That if you were just patient and let that happen. The words good eye were uttered a lot during my at bats.
did you ever do what I did, which is ponder and then actually try to execute a hit by pitch? Like, would it hurt?
Weren't you just afraid that it would hurt?
No, the question was, would it hurt that bad? And
you need to get one of those Barry Bonds.
I got hit by a pitch a couple times and I didn't like it.
Well, I was a big player in my game. I'd lean in, man. Yeah. I couldn't get on, so it's like, you're not throwing that hard.
Right, and plus you kind of get a view in the dugout of, wow, this guy is made from different material than I am. Do you, does anything come to mind if I were to ask you, like, the highlight of your ball playing career? Like,
no.
Like, what was the moment?
No.
Did you ever play the field? Like, did you ever have...
Yeah, I played right field every other inning.
Fail? Right field. I'm the most nervous I've ever been playing sports in my life.
The
pop fly.
Pop flies that I caught... Like, even in practice, I would say it was something like 2%.
2%?
Were you forced to join?
Well, his dad, Tom, is your dad, right?
Yeah, and he was the
Which
coach
is
the
weird.
Entire time.
You shouldn't be calling him Tom.
And he was the coach?
Well, you would think that after a couple of years, like, you know, TC's not into it.
Usually,
not
though,
really good. Maybe
and my daughter is included, the coach's daughter is... A little higher level than some of the kids, only because we tend to, we'll play out in the... If your dad is into you enough to be the coach, he probably also takes a little time for some backyard catch, because there's a lot of kids on our team.
Oh, yeah. No, I got plenty of instruction.
Our kids obviously never play except when they go to practice or a game. You can tell they're not very good. But everybody who has a dad who wants to be an assistant coach, they're always a tick better. Because they do some throwing, you know, at home, or they'll go to the cage on their own. Like, so I would to have the coach's son be the worst player.
Did you play t-ball?
By a mile is very odd.
And did you get hits in t-ball?
I mean, I don't remember.
You're not one of those kids that like hit halfway down the tee.
I don't remember anything other than the fact I played. I mean, you're four at that point.
Okay.
I don't have any memories.
Okay, but by six, it's coach pitch for you.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, and
why do you call him Tom? Stop doing that.
Why do you
call your dad by his first name?
Yeah.
When did you start doing that?
I'm not going to call him Papa or something. I don't
know. How about Dad?
Dad's pretty...
Whenever I was like 10 or 11, I started with that probably.
Shut
What's better,
up,
that
dude.
Or not talking
it's
to your dad?
Pretty common.
Hold on.
Dad is pretty common.
Hold on.
You guys didn't know this?
You're 11 and you're calling your dad by his first name?
I was in middle school, so that covers anywhere from 11 to 14.
Now, did he say to do that, or you just did it on your own?
No, they don't like it. No, I mean, at this point, they're...
You think that contributed to him sending you to military school?
No, but I would say it was indicative of the overall, you know...
The way things were headed.
Yeah. Like, we called my grandfather by his first name, but he told us to.
So by 11, you've gone so rogue that you're calling him by a name he doesn't like?
I mean...
And there's just no ramifications to that, and it's
by
fine?
14, they felt that there was no other option than to get me out of the house into a controlled prison-like environment.
And you do your mom the same
so
way?
So how do you think 11 was going? I call her Linda.
But his brother doesn't do it. That's the weirdest part.
The brother...
Because no one should.
I know, but you would think maybe it's just sort of a household thing. Yeah. Like, some hippie families do this.
Yeah.
Why did you think this
but
was a
good idea?
But his
family's not hippie family.
I don't know. It's his name. It's just kind of how it feels natural to me.
Gotta bring him down to your level.
You know, that's probably something of it, that I have a overall feeling, just the way I naturally approach things is we're all humans, and so we're all kind of on the same playing field. And I would say that causes me great problems in life, and I wish that wasn't the way that I approach things. But
the "you're not the boss of me" approach.
So other kids are calling him coach, and TC's like, "Hey, Tom."
Hey, Tom.
Well, I was calling him dad when I was playing baseball. I was like seven.
How about a little short stuff?
Right there?
Tom.
I was 4 years away from calling him Tom. I'd call him dad then.
I wonder why he stuck with it. I'm trying to envision if my kid was that far and away that bad, would I steer her in a different direction? Like, you don't have to play if you don't want to.
Okay, so you're saying after 4 years of hitless Little League, he signs TC up for his fifth season?
And I'm going to coach.
And it was definitely only with significant resistance from me that it stopped.
Little League?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think he thought it was an enriching activity.
Which it is, right?
Yeah. And
did you enjoy it?
I didn't enjoy it at all, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
like, did he have to wrestle you to go to practice or games?
My best friend was on the team, and so the fact that I could hang out with Austin for a while was a real, you know, thumbs up. I would have been wanting to do that during the afternoons we practiced anyways. So most of the time was spent just kind of talking with him. So from that standpoint, it was fine. I would have rather played Super Mario with him than play baseball, but...
But then we wouldn't have a segment today.
I think I want Tom on the show someday, Mr. Fleming. Is he Mr. Fleming?
I don't even think I'd be comfortable calling him Tom.
I wouldn't.
He's a nice...
Well, you're not as familiar with him as I am.
He's my friend's dad, though.
But he's a prince of a man. We have met him several times, and he is...
Oh, he's awesome.
He's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
But yet, by fifth grade, you're thinking to yourself, I need to knock him down a peg or two.
I'm now on his level.
Because we're on equal planes, I'm a fifth grader, and now, you know what? Tom, come
here. That's
now
mainly because I'm a jerk and a terrible person. But he has changed some over the last 20 years.
Yeah, so is my dad. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Arnie is not the same dad that he was when I was 17.
Yeah, all people mellow as they go through that.
That's true. All right, well, there's the story of the six-year Little League career of TC that may, in fact, be an offer.
I'd like to hear a pitcher call in or email us or something that, he got a hit off me, and I'll never forget.
Crush me.
Yeah.
Right off the foul pole. All right, TC. Well, we're hoping for good things. Maybe this is a season where things turn around.
Yeah, I hope you get that hit soon, man. It'll come.
All right.
Keep at it.
In games where we were up by like 10, he would let me play second base.
Oh.
So that was always a nice treat. I liked second.
Could you turn a double play pretty well?
No.
All right, it's 208.